California isn't waiting for the Supreme Court ruling before making plans for a new health care marketplace. State officials and lawmakers there say no matter what the high court decides, California will still implement provisions of the federal law. And depending on the ruling, a state mandate to buy health insurance could be on the table. From Sacramento, Capital Public Radio's Pauline Bartolone reports.
California has been ahead of the rest of the country in implementing the 2010 federal health law. State leaders have been expanding coverage, and they've been forging ahead on a key part of the law, the Health Insurance Exchange, the online marketplace for people to buy insurance. Peter Lee is heading it up.
California has been moving ahead 100%, assuming it will be upheld. We believe it will be. And we aren't actually doing anything in the way of contingency planning because it makes no sense to plan for what seems like an outer bounds of possibility. And rather, we've got a big job to do to get ready to cover what will be millions of Californians in 18 months.
Lee says his mission won't change, even if the Supreme Court overturns the individual mandate to buy insurance.
The reason the exchange is going to have, we project, you know, over 2 million people in it after a few years is it's very little to do with the mandate. It has to do with we're a place where people can get subsidies for care and can make informed choices.
But Patrick Johnston, who heads a California insurance trade group, says the new health insurance system does need a mandate.
We need to have a group of people that is big enough and has enough people who, for the most part, are healthy to make sure that the insurance costs will be shared and not high.
He says health insurance is like car insurance. It can't just include high-risk clients.
States that decided to say everybody gets insurance at the same price, but you can buy it whenever you want, found that prices just went way up and people dropped out.
If the federal mandate were thrown out, would California lawmakers and the marketplace keep pushing for a health overhaul? Bill Monning says yes. He's the chair of California's Assembly Health Committee.
And I'm going to remain fully committed to figuring out how do we preserve and protect what was the vision of President Obama to replicate that in California by any means necessary.
Monning and his counterpart in the state Senate, Ed Hernandez, hesitate to say they'd propose a state mandate if the Supreme Court overturns a federal one. But both lawmakers have already introduced legislation that could replicate key parts of the federal law. And Hernandez says he wants to find a way to compel healthy people into the market. Still, he doesn't know how well California could move forward on its own.
The state just doesn't have any money. And my biggest fear and concern is if we lose those federal subsidies, I just don't know how we can make it happen here in California.
Republican Assemblyman Dan Logue is a fierce opponent of the federal health law. But he thinks a Democratic majority in California would succeed in passing a state mandate if the federal one goes down.
They're trying to implement Obamacare right now. They're putting everything in place, and I think it's because they believe that if it is shifted to the states, that they'll already be ready to go.
He says President Obama's health law would lead to rationing and a mass exodus of business. If a state mandate were proposed, he'd take it to the voters.
And I think once they realize the dynamics and the cost and how it would put California at risk financially with the rest of the country, that it would go down in flames easily. But it will be a difficult fight.
But Peter Lee of the state's health benefit exchange says he sleeps well at night.
I've seen community groups, I've seen hospitals, I've seen health plans, I've seen the business community not throwing rocks at our effort, but rather joining in to make this thing work.
Despite Lee's optimism, one recent survey showed 63% of Californians were against the mandate. For NPR News, I'm Pauline Bartolone in Sacramento.
And that piece is part of a project with Sacramento's Capital Public Radio, NPR, and Kaiser Health News.